Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, everyone. This is Blaine O'Shaughnessy with Community Comment. Today, I wanted to talk to you about who really pays for the government's financial mistakes. Is it the government who pays for it? Or is it private industry? Well, how does the government pay for anything? The government raises taxes from the private industry, or they take out debt that will be paid back with interest, ultimately just raising the burden on the private industry. Sometimes governments inflate the money supply, causing inflation in order to pay back their debts. Of course, our government would never do this because our government is a financially responsible one with only $31 trillion in debt. Take, for example, our current economy. Right now, we have inflation of 7.1%. Is the government going to cut back on expenditures to ease the burden of inflation on everyone? No, they're not. Instead, they will be spending over $1 trillion over budget this year. The government's solution to inflation is to rely solely on the Federal Reserve, who in turn is raising interest rates on everyone and slowing down the economy to a snail's pace. So who is punished for this inflation? It seems to me like it's the private industry. I actually like to refer to having a business like living in the Wild West, because in the real world of private industry, there are no safety nets, no guaranteed 401ks, no pensions, no insurance. Everything for the private sector exists only if we make it exist. So once the government and the Federal Reserve succeed in fighting inflation by crushing the economy and in turn crushing the private sector, guess who will be there with the solution to get us out of the situation? The federal government and the Federal Reserve. One thing's for sure, whatever the solution is, it will grow the federal government's spending and power, and ultimately result in less of a private sector. Of course, we'll still have big business with massive corporations censoring our speech and creating all the new technology to watch our every move and make sure we all fall in line with the program. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.